Hello, my name is Tom Alvarez. I am an author, a cartoonist, and a teacher. I teach elementary school art, and I teach college art and software development. I have a business that is called Zephyr Multimedia, where I create apps for the iPhone. I have been working on a number of different projects, looking for one that not only will make me very satisfied in my career, but will also bring in a decent amount of money so that I can create a living from what I really love to do and not from just what I really like to do. I want to be involved with something that is extremely special. I had an idea about writing a book that had to do with the Star Trek franchise. I was interested in creating a storyline that was titled Star Trek Special Forces. And it was based on the idea that too many high-ranking officers were becoming corrupt in Starfleet, and I wanted to create a group of very honest officers that will police Starfleet. They will only be answerable to the President of the United Federation of Planets. I thought it was a great idea because of some of the storylines that were going on in The Next Generation. And I would incorporate it into the other TV series of Star Trek. So I would be able to pull characters from the different shows into my Special Forces group. And I thought that was really interesting. But what I really was thinking of doing was having a character that some people loved and some people hated come back. Q was a fantastic character, but that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone that became almost as powerful as Q because of the Traveler. I was talking about Wesley Crusher. If Wesley Crusher had a space sickness and he came back to taunt Starfleet, I thought that would make a fantastic storyline. Well, perusing through the bookstore one day, I grabbed one of the Star Trek books, just totally by random, and I wanted to know who the publisher was, and of course it was Pocket Books. So as I was going through the copyright page and looking down all the information in the indicia, I decided, you know what, let me turn the book over and see what this book is about. And I started reading it. I just so happened to pick up a book that had the exact same idea that I had. However, it was not called Special Forces, it was called something else. So I was really upset. Again, like I said, I wanted to be part of something very special, and I thought the Star Trek franchise was extremely special. So I wanted to write a book about Star Trek. Well, then I thought for a while, oh, well, I can't do that. It's already been done, and I don't have any other fantastic ideas that are part of Star Trek. So I let it go. Now, you may say, well, what gives you the idea that you can write? Well, I did write a book. I wrote a book on how to draw superheroes. Like I said, also, I was a cartoonist. So for Northlight Books, I wrote a book called How to Create Action Fantasy and Adventure Comics. And it went well. But I had decided I don't want to write nonfiction anymore. I want to write fiction. So I was thinking even further. What could I do that was special? Well, some years ago, I did a comic strip. I purchased the rights from the Conan Doyle estate to do a comic strip of Sherlock Holmes. To me, he is the epitome of fictitious characters. I absolutely adore the whole concept of Sherlock Holmes. Plus, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is one of my two favorite authors. The other is Edgar Allan Poe. It came later on in my life to find out that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was also inspired by Edgar Allan Poe. So here, one of my favorite authors is inspired by the other one of my favorite authors. And I thought it was fantastic. So I decided, you know what? I would really like to do something once again about Sherlock Holmes. But what can I possibly do? So I was going through my days just trying to come up with some type of idea. And I wanted to bring this here before I say what the idea finally formed into. I want to give a little bit of background of why I'm doing these audio booms. I'm thinking to myself, you know what would be really fascinating is if there was information from the very, very beginning of an idea and the person that came up with the idea spoke about what they were doing and how they were doing it all throughout the development of the idea. And if the idea actually took off and became quite popular, then I think the readers would be fascinated to find out the easy times, the difficult times, what was involved monetarily, what was involved through a daily life. Did it affect family? Did it affect their personal life in other ways? Did it affect their professional career? Did they have to keep their career while they were developing? Everything that could possibly be known about how everything started. And I wanted to do that because I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fascinating if J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, would have kept track of everything that she did from the initial concept of Harry Potter up to the point where she started to write and then all the way up to the finalized movies that were developed. So in this case, I want to start right from the beginning. I want to start right from the concept, the conceiving of the concept of my idea so that I have not only a diary for myself, but for anyone that would be interested. So getting back to what my idea is. Well, on September 1st, in the early morning when I was getting ready for work, I came up with the idea, what about Sherlock Holmes as a kid? Oh, can't do it. It's already been done by Steven Spielberg. Young Sherlock Holmes. Okay, young Sherlock Holmes has been done already. But what about something for young adult readers, intermediate readers, middle school and young high school readers? Since I'm a teacher of elementary school, I deal with older kids, and I want to get something for them to read and something that I can give to them for them to be extremely interested in it. So I thought, okay, I can't do young Sherlock Holmes or like Sherlock Holmes when he was a little boy, but what about taking the concept of Sherlock Holmes and making someone else think they're Sherlock Holmes? And that's when I came up with the idea of Sherlock Jr. I went nuts. I thought this is a phenomenal idea. Sherlock Jr., a 14-year-old boy who thinks he's as good as Sherlock Holmes and thinks that his ancestor, whether it be a grandfather or great-grandfather, really is Sherlock Holmes. And that's when the idea was born. So I'm on the road to developing Sherlock Jr.